would now call the meeting back to order. And we're back from recess, and we need to go into our public hearing portion.
Very good.
So I'll call for a motion. So I don't know if I need a motion to go into public hearing.
I think it's good, may as well.
Okay, I'll make a motion to go into the public hearing.
And I'll second, oh, go ahead.
Public hearing for budget open, for...
They already motioned to recess.
Maybe we can get Jack to join us.
Think we could?
Like if they weren't already...
I'll second the motion.
Okay.
To go into public hearing, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
All right.
Thank you for your patience.
We're in public hearing for the budget opening and amendment, possible amendment. Carrie, would you, are you prepared to give us a synopsis of... Thank you.
So I just gave you an updated one based on the information that Jeanette brought me this morning.
Oh, there it is.
So we need to increase, and there's one thing missing on here, but we need to increase the clerk expenditures by $10,710 for the position that you guys approved.
Okay.
What's missing is decreasing the election expenditures by $3,000. I think it's $3,210.
Does that require a board hearing for a reduction in spending? Okay.
Yeah, so I'll add that line item in there. What we did is you approved $7,500 for in the clerk's budget, and then we moved the $3,210 from the elections and put it into the clerk's budget, so all those wages and benefits for that position will be out of the clerk's budget.
So that's the, those two together make the $10,710.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. And then the ambulance expenditures will be increased by $104,900.
Help me understand what's changing that. And what will fund it?
So they got that $147,000 grant from UAC last year.
From Utah? Who?
UAC. It came through UAC. I don't remember what it was called. Jeanette?
It was a one-time grant from the state of Utah. It's like the UAC grant.
It was the emergency services one that UAC helped distribute?
I believe so. But it was like just the one-time grant.
Right. Okay.
That each agency was granted a specific amount.
Welcome her.
Randy reminded me to welcome you, Jeanette.
Thank you.
Thank you for your interest in the county.
Oh, yeah. No, it's my pleasure. And I'm sorry for all these little, hiccups. I'm still learning, and... I feel like I'm making everybody's life really hard right now.
Hey, we got somebody to blame now.
Right?
If it's always bringing revenue to the county, we're okay with that.
And it's so. Improving. Improving things in the county, so it's
well,
it's
I'm
not a hiccup.
Trying. I'm actually in the process of applying for even more grants than this upcoming. It's a trial and error with me, so I just ask for a little bit of patience. I apologize.
You've got it. Yeah. We'll give it to you.
So this one, this ambulance expenditures is supported by a revenue source already.
Yes.
The 147. So is what I heard you say, and that answers my question. Thank you.
So this is all coming from a grant, right? Is that what?
It's a grant that you received
already released to us.
And is it, we haven't used any of it, or it just has been sitting there ready to be used? Is that?
So we've spent $43,000 of it. The remaining $104,900 needs to be spent this year in 2022.
Okay.
It just didn't get budgeted.
Okay.
So it is going to increase the use of your fund balance by about $115,000. not the grant, not the ambulance alone, but between the clerk increase and the ambulance increase, your fund balance, the use of your fund balance is gonna go up by about $115,000.
To support?
Well, you got the $147,000 last year and you only spent $40,000 of it, so there's carryover that went into the fund balance.
Oh.
So now you're gonna use that out of the fund balance.
So there's roughly a no net change in terms of the money in and out.
Right.
But it is, but it will affect the fund balance, bottom line.
Budget line, yes.
Okay, thank you.
And then the other one is the Corner Monumentation Fund, which we got the grant for, Leanne got the grant for $20,000. The county contributes $2,500 towards that, and that gives a total revenue and expenditures of $22,500.
Great.
That's all I know of. I don't think there's anything else.
Are we anticipating any others further down the line? Well, I guess we will, MBA stuff, but not.
Well, the only thing that I am aware of at this point are the grants that Jeanette's putting in for, because those will be on the state year, so they'll start in July, and once we get those numbers. I don't know about the weed grant. I don't know.
And the VAWA and VOCA or whichever one.
I don't think we have any numbers on that one yet.
We're close to having that one finalized.
But any of those state grants that are funded, you know, in July, we may have to adjust for once we know those grants.
Okay. Is there anything else on these that we need to be aware of or comment to?
Is there any public comment? Since this is a public hearing. So, sorry, Randy, what did you
I would just, I was thinking there was something else, but I can't come up with it. And maybe I'm...
I know there'll be some different budget changes, potentially, with some of the sewer and water stuff. But at this stage of the game, I think they might be more related to NBA than they will be... to the Fund 28 directly, so however all that's going to work. I have no more comments on this.
And I don't either, so I would make a motion that we approve Resolution 2204.
You have to go out of your public hearing first, back in your session.
Oh, okay. Okay, so... No, nothing, no more comments from me.
Well, seeing that there's no more discussion or public comments, I'll call for a motion to go back into open session and close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, the public... hearing is closed and we're back in open session.